President John Mahama says Africa's phenomenal economic growth cannot be sustainable unless the issue of wealth inequality in its societies is addressed. Opening the Pan-African Conference on Inequalities in Accra yesterday, President Mahama also called for a shift from the system where Africa uses the same development paradigm of the Western world to measure its own growth. The three-day conference is discussing various forms of inequalities and how they can be addressed in shaping Africa's vision over the next 50 years. Pascaline Adadivo reports.
The three-day conference will discuss extensively the global phenomenon inequality. It has become a major topical issue because of its adverse effect on socioeconomic development. Africa is being put into perspective in view of its highest rate of inequality. Conflict in most parts of the continent have been linked to inequality. The African poor has found out that the benefits of economic growth do not trickle down to the grassroots. Stakeholders have argued that ignoring inequality in the pursuit of development is disastrous. This places a responsibility on governments and the public sector to ensure that all sectors of the population are socially and politically integrated. For example, roads and other infrastructure must be improved to open up the remote areas for development. Government's economic policies must emphasize the creation of jobs. African economies ranked the second fastest growing in the world, and its GDP is expected to grow at 5.5 this year. How does this benefit its citizens? President Mahama reiterated his government's vision to embrace the new Africa of equal opportunities for all.
In lower middle income and middle income nations such as ours, inequality is more visible as a result of an increasing middle class with growing disposable incomes and visible consumption. We must ensure that the fruits of our success are shared and enjoyed by as many of our citizens as possible. For far too long on the African continent, only a minority of people benefited from the resources of our nations. For far too long, our people have been placated with promises of a better future. It is time to make good on those promises. If Africa's fortunes are indeed changing, then that prosperity must be reflected in all of its citizens, not just the wealthy and the privileged.
The chairman of the National Development Planning Commission, Paul Victor Obeng, says the issue of inequality can be best tackled if every individual looks at development inclusively.
Let us open our eyes, our hearts first, to take on board the historical and human factor obligation that obliges every person in authority to look at development inclusively into our hearts and our minds. It is a new idea that has come, but it takes its roots from history and from the various religious experiences that we all ascribe to.
In all these, strong social intervention policies drafted to suit the poor is the way to go.
Pascaline Adadivo reporting.